this is one of my favorites to talk about, because, you know, as an American, we grew up with this constant drumbeat of telling us about what a great country America is, because it's so free and because we have all this freedom and so forth. This is the ultimate example of a misconception. You know, America is the land of the free. It's completely meaningless. I mean, ask an American, what do you even mean? What do you mean by freedom? What do you mean by the freedom that you have that other people don't have? It's like saying America is the best country because we have the color green. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, you may have health care in your country, you may have efficient public transportation in your country, but at least in America, we have the color green. The average American citizen has less freedom than any random villager in Indonesia or in Ghana or in any other part of the global South. What freedom are you even talking about? I mean, you're living, most Americans, the overwhelming majority of Americans, as we've been talking about when we were talking about the economy, and you can't separate the economy and the economic standard of living and quality of life of the people, you can't separate that from their freedom. Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. For most Americans, if they miss even one paycheck, they're going to be thrown out onto the street. That's the reality. You don't have just one master in America in terms of your slavery. We were talking about debt slavery, wage slavery, and so on. Your employer is your master. Your student loan officer is your master. Your landlord is your master. The credit card bureau is your master. Your mortgage loan officer is your master. Your insurance adjuster, your HMO, the IRS, your credit card company, they're all your masters. In America, you're a slave with many masters. And they all have their chains on you, and they all have their own lash that they can use on your back. So what freedom do you have? You have more laws in America and more regulations in America than any other country in the world. The average American's daily life is governed or influenced or restricted or in one way or another determined literally by tens of thousands of laws and regulations. Upwards of 50,000 to 100,000 rules at the municipal level, the state level, the federal level, not to mention the rules in your own company that you work for, whatever rules that your employer imposes upon you. This is like scaffolding around the daily routine and activities of the American people, of any average American citizen. Most of these rules actually only exist, no matter what they tell you, they'll tell you that these rules all exist to make the society better and to protect you and to make you safe and so on. But the truth of the matter is, and any American who's listening knows this to be true by your own experience, that these rules only exist for the purpose of generating revenue for the enforcing body of those rules through the imposition of fines and fees and so forth. That's the real purpose behind most of these. It's not health and safety and security and efficiency or what have you. It's just to make money off of you. And you have no say in America, in your great democratic country. You have no say in how any of that money is spent. Any of that money that they collect from you, that they oblige you to pay, you have no say in how any of that money is spent. You don't decide what anyone who collects that money, you have no say in what they do with that money. So I'm asking, what freedom do you have? What freedom do you have that's so special and so unique? None. Honestly, none. Zero. There are no freedoms that you have in the West, in America, that are not available elsewhere. And there is freedom elsewhere that you do not have in America. But they tell you all the time about how free you are, so that by implication, you will assume that every other country in the world is an oppressive tyranny and no one is able to do anything. And then, of course, you have the fact that the overwhelming majority of Americans never leave that country, so they don't even know what it's like in any other country. Western civilization, so-called civilization, never did actually believe in freedom as the highest value. That's the reality that they don't even want you to know about. They never did believe in freedom as the highest value. This is just something that they tell you. It's just part of the sales pitch to convince you about how wonderful your society is. I mean, if you go back to the alleged philosophical roots of Western so-called civilization, to ancient Greece and so on, these philosophers that they always claim as their own and as their inspiration, Aristotle didn't believe in this. Plato didn't believe in this. the real foundation of Western belief has always been more authoritarian and classist than it was ever liberal and democratic. They always believed in order and the security of the status quo above liberty and freedom, always. They always believed in power being held by the elite. If you've read these philosophers, you'll know that. And if you've read, whether you're talking about the Greek philosophers, the Enlightenment thinkers, or the so-called founding fathers, that's the lineage of thought behind the modern Western power structure. They just sell to the public this idea about freedom, because anyone with any sense knows that you can't actually even base an organized society on liberty and the so-called sovereignty of the individual. Everyone who thinks about it for more than 5 seconds knows that. If your society was actually based on what you claim it was based on, well, that's a Ted Kaczynski mentality. How long would your society even last like that? The whole of America would be like the backwoods of Montana. But they don't even respect you enough. The government, the power structure, doesn't even respect the population enough to tell you that. To tell you that obviously you can't base a society on freedom and liberty. Instead, they have to tell you about how free you are, and they just gaslight you, feed into your fantasies, because they think that you're like children. They treat you like children. They don't even want you to understand the real system that you live in. That's why they don't even educate people properly. That's why you can see these videos online where people are asking random Americans on the street basic questions, like name a country that starts with the letter B. And they say, you know, shoes. The level of idiocy that's being imposed upon the public is astronomical. You'll probably say the freedom to criticize the government, the freedom to protest. They only give you the freedom to protest in a democracy when they're not actually giving you democracy. I mean, think about it. Think that through. Why would you even need to go out in the streets and demand this or that if you have a democracy? If you have political institutional mechanisms for having your demands met, why should you protest? Why would you even need to do that? Because your government ignores you. That's why. So your freedom to protest, your freedom to criticize the government, just means that you have the freedom from being listened to. You have the freedom from being listened to. In fact, democracies have actually just perfected the exclusion of the population from policy-making decisions. They've perfected it. The whole so-called democratic mechanism, the whole structure, is actually designed to completely marginalize the population. So they've got you busy right now thinking about the election, thinking about who's going to win, and we have to vote for this or vote for that, or vote against this or vote against that, when real power is completely removed from that whole process. But they've got you completely distracted from where real power is, because they've convinced you about how free you are and about how democratic your society is, which just actually, in real practical terms, means that you have no power whatsoever. You have no voice whatsoever. That's why it doesn't matter one bit when you go out and protest in the street. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter anymore than you putting your vote in the ballot box. It is equally insignificant to what will happen in terms of policy. It begins from the misconception of thinking that your so-called civilization ever believed in freedom and liberty and democracy and so forth. They never believed in that. And if you actually read the Greek philosophers, if you read the Enlightenment thinkers, if you read the founding fathers, they never believed in that for 1 minute. And so you actually have the system that they wanted you to have, that you have the system that they believed in, but you have a very, very different system than the one that you believe in, the one that you think you have. It's completely different, but it's the one that they always intended it to be, which is the power being held by the elite and the population being completely marginalized and disempowered.